Hey everybody, and welcome to Thursday, September 19th Jumpcast, the only manga podcast that is owned by Sega. Joining me this week are Greg Chan and Mike Lemieux.
Hello.
What's up?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's going pretty well. Came in, well, tied for second place in a soapbox derby at work today. No, I'm not kidding.
Did you turn 11 yesterday, and that was the celebration of what? That or what?
It was a charity thing where, like, so every year we have site games where there's a bunch of different sports and whatnot. And for this one, or this year, they decided to try out. We built the cars, and then they get donated to kids, but we have our own race for the fun.
Oh, I thought you, like, gave them to the kids and then made the kids race like jockeys and bet on them.
Well, that would be amusing, too, and it would be a lot easier because we're not on a hill. It was just in the parking lot, so you had teams of people who were pushing them.
Oh, I just picture you going, like, to some kid. Like, I'll take the Chubster. He seems like he has a low center of gravity.
I was just picturing the dirty thing of you come to the kid in the locker room with a needle and say, like, you want to win, don't you?
But, yeah, it was pretty amusing, and it was, yeah, that took up most of the morning, so...
So, hooray on Greg's soapbox second place?
Yes. It was...
Did you win anything for second?
Nope.
Did his first win anything?
Nope.
Except bragging,
just
right?
Just the pleasure of being in that position.
First?
Yep. Ours was designed to look like a TARDIS.
Oh, God. Okay, now I'm off board. I was on board with the soapbox derby.
You nerds, doing nerd things. Hey, let's talk about manga.
Yeah. You know, jock shit.
So something started last week, or was it the first...
Oh, no, it was... This week is the first ranking of a series that we hadn't been able to find anything out about, and it started in last place. So it obviously seems like it should be, you know, worth checking out.
I'm kind of morbidly curious to find out what's so bad about it.
Well, I mean, the last time that something started in last place, it was Takamagahara, so it could be fantastic, you know?
Man, this manga actually kind of looks cool.
Wait, like, no. It was the Kuro Furoku.
You can't get hurt again.
Man.
So what's it about?
I don't know. It looks like Takamagahara. Look at it. Ah, this is BS.
Actually, it does kind of look like Takamagahara.
Yeah,
cleaner.
That one panel you linked actually does look moderately interesting.
Yeah.
Shit. History's going to repeat
itself here. But
it started
in last place, so enough time for Mike to get attached to it before it
gets
canceled.
I'm going to read this right after the podcast is over.
And actually, like, looking just at the art and the composition, I don't see how this could pop. Like, everything else must have been really good. Or...
It's an action series in a manga magazine where it has Naruto and One Piece, and you can only vote for three things.
That's true. Yeah, Jump really needs to revamp its voting system.
The manner in which they do their rankings or something.
Right. It should just be like a full ranked list of everything. Just vote for what you want to vote
like
for.
1 through 20, just list them in order.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Like, I can't imagine the current system really helps anyone, but I'm guessing it's more of a traditionalist thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's an archaic system that's pointless in today's society. It's Japanese.
Yep.
Well, says the country that still uses a first-past-the-post system for, you know.
Hey, I'm in Canada. I don't know.
Says the country that's Canada.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible up here. Just awful.
So have you gotten television yet?
I'm not going to get television.
You have Canadian Netflix.
Which
I've heard charitably described as, what do you not want to watch today?
It has Community on it. I'm taking the hipster route of no cable and no telephone, just internet.
I've been doing that for a couple of years. It's not bad.
I did that for a while, and then what's it called? I guess the hockey playoffs finally got me back in because my team was doing well, and then promptly shat the bed. But I've got some sort of ridiculous. They're giving ridiculous deals to get people back into TV now, so I'm paying like less than half for a year. And getting free HBO and free Showtime and free movie channels, and yeah. It was
a
pretty nice
deal. Between how much you get and how much time you have to actually, like, watch those things, it doesn't seem like a proper value proposition to me.
Yeah, like for $8 a month, I watch Netflix about as much as I'd watch TV.
Yeah.
Which would be like $60 a month.
I'm looking at it as I'm paying 30 and getting to watch some stuff, including like, Breaking Bad and those sort of things, and then also sports, which I do enjoy watching occasionally.
Nerd.
Live sports is fun.
Though I will say at some point, Shonen Jump Alpha would probably need to move toward a more Netflix-like system.
Yeah, it would certainly help their value proposition thing if they had the archives of the series up.
Right. They do
Like
have an Android app now. Have either of you guys gotten that?
no.
Yeah, no, and the app's pretty good. And what's it called? The you can actually purchase back issues now, like still magazine issues, not
But I don't want to. That's stupid. Like I'm sure I could go back and purchase the ones I haven't read yet, but they could also just offer me the series altogether. It's silly that they're doing it the way they are now.
Like, I just want World Trigger.
Not a matter of even just wanting World Trigger. I'm saying, like, there should be no reason it works worse than any manga aggregate site. Like, if they're trying to get people onto it from.
But they're not an aggregate site. They're a digital magazine
I
that's
know.
sold on
And
digital.
and also they're having to deal with what's it called? With Shisui, which is not exactly forward thinking. Like every bit of good new feature that we've gotten out of Shonen Jump, the online magazine, has come only by demonstrating to them, look, this is the good idea, that like people are re responding to it. So
But it's like the difference
I'm
between
going to.
Hulu Plus and Netflix. Like, or not Hulu Plus, regular Hulu and Netflix. Like, I'd spend a little bit more money to have archives of everything.
Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing. I would do that too.
Yeah.
But it will be a matter of convincing the powers that be.
See, my fear is that they're going to, when because they can't beat Scanlators on this sort of thing, they're going to end up folding before they can convince them that this is what needs to be done. Like, this is the strategy that needs to go forward, period.
A lot of
Well, I
companies
think
these
it's been at
days.
least moderately successful. Like, that's why
Yeah.
they've been able to continue pushing things, in the
Well,
direction that we want it to go.
I'm sure Viz would love to do what you're saying, because that's just more money for them, but they're beholden to other people.
Yeah. Also, they should put Beelzebub on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be the baby penis, but yeah.
You just put a comedic leaf over it every time, and yeah.
Just hire one intern whose job it is to put a leaf on there.
I just take the one like stock image leaf and like don't even do it well, just make it a joke, 'cause like everybody knows what's under there.
I forgot what they did with the old Dragon Ball ones. Like, they censored Goku somehow. It
Well,
was
it
like
was the
conveniently
little
placed
bush.
bushes.
It was just the little bush.
Like the same bush of varying sizes depending on how like tall or big they needed it.
I remember one time that, like, they fished for a fish using Bulma's panties, but they couldn't show that on TV, so they pulled it up and the fish was just holding, like, a huge roll of dollar bills for some reason. And
Okay.
then they made a fish full of dollars joke.
Oh,
I get it.
jeez.
'Cause that made it better. Anyway, that was supposed to be a segue to Beelzebub.
Yeah, Beelzebub.
So it starts off with it being morning and Furuichi's still lying
Dead.
there soulless.
Dead. Yeah.
Goodbye,
Hey.
Furuichi.
Yep.
Yeah, you remember that guy?
I actually kind of had like a mini heart attack reading the title, which is Farewell, Furuichi. Well, technically, Farewell,
Question
Interrobang,
mark.
Furuichi. But yeah, the sun has risen. It's 6:45. Lamia and
Villain.
Elandale are standing over him.
Crying.
Yep, because he's dead. And
Like
he's never coming back.
that it pans to a bunch of Shonen Jump magazines with Rice Boy on the front.
Hey,
Yeah, when are we going to get to, read that magazine?
they made an Honored 11, like a couple of issues. They could totally do Rice Boy if they wanted to.
True. And then,
So,
anyway, a bit of Furuichi's soul is standing right there.
a very small bit.
Yes.
And lamenting the fact that he's going to get to see himself buried.
Yep. Look at the bright side. He's still alive, although he's tiny.
Yep. And Lamia and Arendelle both try to grab him to hug him, even though he's like less than a foot tall.
Yeah, trying to kill him.
And so then, Oga and not Oga?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Oga and not Oga show up.
What was his name? Umeboshi?
Something like that.
Yeah. Not Oga.
Anyway, he very quickly summons Mammon.
Yes, his
like
demon.
Almost no fanfare. Yes.
And which Lamia, is one of the ones that we discussed last week that
well, there's
represents
a bit of
one
fanfare.
Of the seven deadly sins.
Yeah, Lamia, like, I mean, it's like, holy crap, Mammon? The one who's on the level of Satan and Lucifer? And then they show him in the first panel.
And he looks interesting.
Yes. He looks like a gag character.
He's apparently
yeah, well, like, what type of mask is that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be something?
I've seen it.
I thought like, it was one of those traditional, like, not kabuki, but...
Well, it's like one of the ones you get at, like, the fairs, right? That they
yeah.
have,
yeah.
like, the QB masks and the...
So basically, he's not very intimidating.
So, I have the list of all seven of the demons here, if you want me to go through them.
Well, I assume Beelzebub's one.
Yeah,
yeah Beelzebub
Mammon
is gluttony.
Yeah, Mammon is greed. Lucifer is pride. And those are the ones we've seen so far.
Right.
There's also Asmodeus, which is lust. Leviathan, which is envy, Belphegor, which is sloth, and Satan, which is wrath.
So I would probably say Fuji has a decent chance of having Satan.
Yeah.
Didn't we do all this last week?
Well, we didn't go through the list, did we?
We just talked about the seven sins.
Yeah, okay,
a lazy thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Mammon, being greed, demands payment if he's going to fix Fuji.
Yeah.
And I like how Not Oga says, put it on my tab. So obviously they have been having this sort of relationship for a while.
So they flash back to what happened and why they couldn't get Furuichi's soul back together before sunrise. And the three parts of Furuichi, the strategist, the shameless one, and the brainless one.
Yeah, the seven pieces all split into three different tiny Furuichis.
They all argued of which one should be the actual, like, Furuichi.
Because, you know, after they merge, it would make so much sense to have that sort of argument, right?
Yes. So Shameless Furuichi says he should be the top one, and Brainless Furuichi decides to just flash everybody.
Yep, and then notice that he can look up everyone's skirts.
Yep, so they get beneath Paco and...
Chiaki.
Chiaki. So Oga suggests they just all fight each other.
And Strategist Furuichi says, how about we just have me?
Yep. So the other two run away, the Flasher and the Shameless One. So Oka brought just Strategist Furuichi back with him.
But apparently that's not going to be enough. Mammon needs
to
all
revive him, it'll be enough to, like, keep him alive, I guess.
So they decide that, like, they will need the other parts of Furuichi, and that when that happens, they can, like, relight his fire. So, but if they don't get the other parts before the end of the day, then something bad might happen. Probably.
How come these things keep happening at the end of days, or the beginning of days?
I bet nothing's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just doing it to try and extort some money.
Probably.
So, it cuts to Nene, who's going back to her house.
A very large house.
Yeah, a very large rich person house with as she tiptoes near her dog.
Whose name is Pain.
Oh, is that what that was? Okay.
Yeah.
Because there was a sense later that confused me. Because it said something about Pain. I was like, what?
Oh, no. The dog's name is Pain. I just noticed that on the food bowl and thought that was kind of an amusing name.
So Shameless Furuichi is there.
Yeah, and Nene seems to be sneaking in because her parents don't know about what she does.
Yeah. She's covered in bruises, and they don't really know about the Red Tails.
Yep, and Furuichi asks if he can crash there.
Yeah.
So they sneak inside, and she's trying to keep him quiet.
Meanwhile, the other brainless Furuichi is at Chiaki's house. I just noticed right a second he's wearing a Flasher coat.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
Well, of course.
So he is Furuichin, for once.
And so then he gets to play with her little brothers, because it's, you know, a toy that can talk.
Yeah.
Like Toy Story, but real.
And they get to tie it to a car and drive him around.
Just like Toy Story.
And he eventually escapes. And he sees the two Solomon Company people that Saotome was dealing with earlier.
And yeah. They notice him.
Yep. Meanwhile, Oga and Not Oga are looking for them in, like, the sewer grates.
Yeah.
That seems like a logical place that, you know, they would be hanging out.
Well, I mean, Furuichi is trash, so...
Yes, and also, there. You know, the entire... can look up skirts from there and everything else.
Yeah.
So the search for Gutter Ichi continues.
I doubt Oga and Not Oga are using that much logic. They probably just walked outside and saw something and walked over to it and started looking in it.
One thing I'm surprised that they did not... that Lucifer is not part of this thing. That, like, the they're not
Lucifer
trying to revive
her.
Lucifer
is probably still injured or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that they didn't bring her to Lamia.
Yeah, Takamiya, like, doesn't make any kind of appearance in this chapter.
Yeah. Maybe they were purposely trying to make it just more gag-like. And remove it a little bit from the arc as a whole. Because it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense if, like, Takamiya is the one helping Furuichi get back together, I guess. He didn't have a presto change-o personality change.
Yeah. He kind of was the person who, you know, chopped up his soul in the first place.
Yeah. I do like that, like, this isn't one of those things where, like, oh my god, everyone, we have to help Furuichi. Everybody mobilize and look for him. It's just pretty much Oga and Not Oga.
I believe Akaboshi is his name.
Akaboshi, maybe? That's yeah. Shooting Star, I want to say?
Yeah. His picture comes up when you Google search that. That's probably right.
But yeah, that I'm guessing Solomon Kelly people are going to hold Shameless or Brainless Furuichi hostage.
Poor Solomon Company people.
Yep.
They're going to get beaten up.
They're going to get flashed. Especially the girl.
Well, what do you mean poor? I mean, come on. It's Furuichi we're talking about here.
The flasher jacket is probably the better part of this this sight gags.
I love that that's like apparently a big enough part of his personality to be like one third of himself.
It's weird because he's not actually a flasher, but I guess he's been called a flasher so often.
It's just ingrained upon him.
Yeah, that's part of his personality now.
Or maybe it always was, and everybody knew it. They suspected it, but he was able to suppress it. But now it's able to run free.
I would guess this must be like the Mob Ichi and Fu Chen like personas come to life.
See, you know what's weird? How truncated the Tojo stuff was.
Yeah, we never even saw the end of his fight.
Yeah, he just sort of appeared, and I guess he was the one who had the brainless Furuichi.
Yeah, that is kind of weird that got cut off. I wonder if this is, and part of the reason that this is as much gag is a reaction to how ratings were going or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Beelzebub always has this flow of fights, gags.
Yeah, but it's such a strange thing that everybody else got their due, except for the Tojo fights, which seemed like a bigger deal at the time.
Maybe there's some dark secret there. They'll cut back to it at some point.
Turns out that Tojo is actually working for the Solomon Company, and...
Yeah, he's the double agent.
And it just seems strange to me.
But anyway, yeah, this was definitely a change of pace chapter for Beelzebub.
Yep. I hope it continues in this direction for a while. Like, we need a good breather from the pretty heavy arc.
I don't know. I think that, like, 2-3 chapters would be...
I would say 4 on the upper end.
I mean, they've only got a day to do it, so it's not going to... Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd be funny if they just... a day passed and like, well, nothing happened. You have tomorrow, too.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah. Good chapter. Still no Hilda.
I'm sure she'll show up. She'll rescue Furuichi, and it will rekindle their relationship, right?
It's kind of surprising Furuichi did not go straight for Hilda.
He hasn't seen her yet. He doesn't think that far ahead.
Yeah, good chapter, not a whole lot to talk about. Unlike with Nisekoi,
You mean there's a lot to talk about?
Yes.
Kind of. I mean, it's almost a recap chapter sort of thing.
The way Mike was putting it, in retrospect, it kind of makes a little sense, but only in terms of, like, this particular chapter, that it feels series-endy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the final episode of an anime when they're like, you know, oh, all the adventures we've been on throughout the years.
And basically, when we left them last week, Rocket was like, hey, by the way, you're definitely not that girl, Chitoge, because her eyes are blue.
Yeah. And he can't remember anything else about...
blue.
Yeah. No, Chitoge's eyes are blue. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
He can't remember anything else about her except that she totally did not have blue eyes.
Yep. And this throws Chitoge into a bit of a depression.
Yep. She's mopey.
Awesome.
Because she thought it was cool that the idea was that Raku was her first love. And
that
Raku...
they can't remember from, you know, 5 years ago or however long it was.
Yeah.
All these people have really bad memories.
And Raku eventually explains, like, well, even if I did find the girl, I'm with you now, I guess. So basically he's saying all the worst things possible.
Yeah. I've settled.
Yeah.
You're my silver medal.
So she gets super mad and she just explains, oh, we're not actually... Oh, okay, first he grabs her hand.
Yeah, because she seems depressed.
Yeah.
He's just trying to be the sweet boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. So then she gets mad at him that they're not actually together and they hate each other and she does all sorts of things that annoy him and vice versa.
They're total opposites, even though I don't really think that's true.
And also, here's everything we've ever done together.
Yeah.
I made a list.
Like, arc by arc.
Yeah. In chronological order.
Reminding him that, you know, he forgot getting to see her naked, and, you know.
And she calls him a stupid bean sprout, and that seems to trigger his memory a little bit.
And he responds with gorilla.
Yeah. And she punches him through a wall.
And, of course, that's what gets his memory back.
I call this, right? Like, yeah. This is one of the things I said would happen, that he was just about to remember what the pendant was about, and then he gets his memory back.
The weird part about this for me is it's not instant, that he's, like, still amnesiac for, like, a minute, and then just all of a sudden snaps out of it.
Well, no, it's like there's, like, he notices the birthday thing, says happy birthday, and then he gets, like, short-term retrograde amnesia, where his head hurts, and then he's forgotten everything since he got amnesia. Because that's totally how it works.
Yep. I cite Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, he got hit with a coconut. And now he's a race car driver.
I don't think they had a ton of race cars on Gilligan's Island.
Okay, that was
I'm sure that they
reference.
Could build them out of coconuts. They can
I'm pretty sure you've conflated Gilligan's Island and the Flintstones.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
Yeah, pretty much all the time.
One of those old shows. They're all the same.
So it's Chitoge's birthday next chapter.
So I'm going to throw this out there. I bet they retconned the eye thing by saying Chitoge's eye color changed somehow.
Maybe. Because the thing we kind of skipped over is like right before his memory came back, Raku started with, oh, Chitoge, you're the girl from... And then trails off and talks about her birthday.
Yep.
Because that's important.
She's involved in the past somehow.
They're all involved in the past somehow.
Well, yeah.
I'm telling you, they killed that guy and they all locked away their memories in the pendant.
I think it's going to be Marika somehow? Or it was every girl, and he just had the same experience with all three girls.
And, like, it's an amalgamation of the different girls.
Yeah. Because Little Raku was a playa.
Because Raku's a terrible person, except for when he has amnesia.
Yeah, when he's not himself.
Or no such girl ever existed, and Raku convinced these girls that all this stuff happened.
That would be a little weird.
The long con.
Yeah.
Hey, remember when we met as kids? No. Well, it happened. Oh, okay. I guess
it's
you're right.
Japan. Everyone's too polite to say no until they eventually start believing it.
Look, I have these pictures. Well, we can't see our faces. Oh, that's fine. It's us. Don't worry.
It's okay. I don't remember that well either. It's normal. That happens.
That key you have, it must fit in my locket. Well, it doesn't. Oh, well. It still happened.
Raku
well,
just
it broke
to
off
find
in there.
Town.
Better call the locksmith.
He's been carrying that pendant around for years.
Just trying to find some girl that he's met can do this con with, and then
we're gonna get a girl from like middle school coming by, being like, "Yeah, he pulled that on me for like 2 years."
That should be the end of Nisekoi. Raku skips town, and like some girl follows him. Like,
it's gonna be
guys know Raku Ichigo.
Chitoge's gonna be drinking a cup of water, looking at a board, and like piecing it all together, and then drop the cup as it flashes. Raku getting onto a bus.
She flips over a picture of Raku and says, "Do not believe his lies."
Yeah, it's like, "Oh wait, that didn't work right. I need to think up something new." And then he remembers the whole prince thing with Haru, and it's like, "There's my next con."
That's where they should take this whole amnesia thing. Just make it memento. Yeah, so we've written like
how Nisekoi ends.
We've written way better endings to Nisekoi than what they could possibly do. Yeah,
he'll just wake up back in his back in his own bed and just see written on his hand, "Don't trust her," but it doesn't say who her is.
Then there's like a crude drawing of a monkey.
Yeah, at this point, I'm definitely going with they did not eliminate Chitoge from the running thing. There's going to be some sort of retcon.
I'm just glad the amnesia stuff's over.
Is it?
Yeah.
I really hated it.
They're going to try to make him amnesia, or give him amnesia again, so he can remember the pendant.
Like on the Flintstones, when they needed Fred to...
be a race car driver.
Again, yeah.
Yes.
I was trying to think of a way to turn the entire prince thing for Haru into the Beelzebub Hilda amnesia thing, where it can switch personalities back and forth, but it just wasn't coming.
Well, next time he gets amnesia, Haru's going to be around, and he's going to remember that he has a girlfriend, but not who it is. And she's going to be too flustered to not go along with it. Because Japan.
I feel like they've written Haru out.
Good. She went back to her home planet.
She was very poochy, in essence. I don't know, I say that and they're going to bring her back next chapter, but she's going to be at Chitoge's birthday party, where they're going to reveal Chitoge wore contacts as a child.
Yeah, you liked brown eyes for some reason, I don't know. Why don't you remember any of this? It was like 5 years ago.
They're going to look through her old family photo album.
And not find anything.
Yep. All the pictures seem to be just missing for some reason.
Her face.
Okay, so.
Hair and, color.
And then in the last gap where there should have been something, somebody will have, like, scrawled in blood, "I know what you did."
End of Nisekoi, somebody goes back in time and stops the Raku girl meeting from ever happening, and the Nisekoi we're reading is just through the ripples of time fixing itself.
I think we're getting... I don't know if I've ever said that before.
All right.
We're just spiraling out of control, getting more and more ridiculous.
Okay, so what if Raku's an alien, and he's like psychically implanting himself into these girls' memories, but it's not perfect, so like they can't quite remember him.
So he's just really bad at his alien powers.
Yeah,
he's
Raku,
you know...
he's still a piece of shit.
what if he has this Fullbring power, which allows himself to write himself into their past, and...
Oh, that would be stupid. Nobody would ever...
Yeah. I wouldn't buy that for a second.
So...
God, those guys are still out there, aren't they? They haven't shown up yet.
Yep, they're still around.
Maybe at this point they're not going to.
Yeah,
could have been part of a longer arc.
I am very sure that it was just kind of... It's going to end up being a one-time throwaway. He's not going to bother going back to those guys.
Maybe it's fodder for a movie or something, eventually.
So, Hitsugaya...
Well, I mean, the anime's done. I'm not seeing there being more movies at this point.
That's right. Anyway, Busby's taken
dead.
Out.
Busby is dead forever.
Like
yes.
Busby.
He is totally down, and Captain Hitsugaya got him, showing that we can still fight even without our Bankais.
Yep, and Quincy's die really easily. And they don't need to ever be, like, finished off for any reason.
Yeah, yep. He's probably dead after one hit. Let's just walk away.
Don't need to, you know, check his pulse or anything.
Even though this guy clearly died not but 2 days ago.
God, they never learned to double tap.
So
one.
So Soy Fong's vice captain, whose name I've forgotten.
Omuri? Omara?
He's getting tossed around by the helmeted Quincy.
Oh, Maeda. That's what it was.
Oh, Maeda. And the helmeted Quincy keeps demanding to know where Sui Fong is because he can't feel her Rayatsu anywhere.
And he's using some kind of like weird sword from within his cloak.
Yeah. It just kind of like juts
kind of
out.
Just like, yeah, well, can straighten out and pierce things. And
yeah, I take it that he's not exactly human under his cloak.
Yeah.
With all these weird leg things coming out.
So Omaeda says that like he'll never answer because he doesn't know. But even if he did, then Sui Fong would come here and just kick his ass. So
to which the Quincy replies, well, I've asked you three times. Now I need to ask you differently.
Let's kill this other person.
Yeah, yeah, so he stabs his sister.
Yeah, it's actually kind of messed up.
Yep.
Like,
it's good villain establishment.
Yeah, and also, like, the external match is almost null, but the Rayatsu match is over 50%. Therefore,
so Omaeda
I can attack
just
those people.
By the way, can we just, why is Rayatsu midichlorians now?
It's also DNA, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know, Quincy's have always been Rayatsu-y.
Does that apply to humans and, like, or just
well, you know, that was
or
just the spiritual pressure, I think, is what it got translated into the English. It's just, it's the power, it's the key.
I mean, furthermore, like, why are these ghosts blood-related to him? Like,
yeah.
Okay, Soul Society still just makes no sense. So,
yeah.
So Omaeda just, like, punches Armor Guy in the face.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to really do a whole lot of damage, so he just stabs him back and asks him the question again. And says that he can't let go of the little girl because if he did, she would just die.
Yeah. So he pulls out a Gatling gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of amazing.
And Omaeda says shit, and then the Gatling gun gets cut in half.
And
does that count as, like, losing an arm?
Yeah, let's count it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems attached to him at the arm. So it's Sui Fong. It has her Shimpo thing going on.
So she wasn't sensed because she knows how to hide her Rayatsu.
Yeah.
So this point is literally just DBZ key.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it always has been, but I guess
the whole thing is,
oh, we're assassins, therefore.
Well, now the same rules apply to it that key does to DBZ.
Yeah. So, basically, the idea is because she no longer has her Bankai, you know, that thing that she was always embarrassed about and refused to use, that forced her to train to do...
That's a good point, that she never used it before.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, and she specifically says she never wanted to use it, she never wanted anybody to have to see it, because she's so embarrassed that it's such a, you know, not assassin-like Bankai.
So, not having it forced her to act more like an assassin, but wait... That doesn't...
But Yoruichi had her Bankai, and she's always been this strong.
Yoruichi doesn't have a Bankai.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she doesn't have a sword. She's not a Shinigami.
Oh. That makes sense, then.
She's a cat person or something. I don't know.
Wait, so no, I thought she was a Shinigami back when she left with what's-his-face, right?
She? Well, she didn't have one when they fought, so...
Yeah, no, I mean, she's never used one. But I'm pretty sure that she is a Shinigami, technically.
I thought she was just, like, a ghost person.
Soul Society makes no sense.
Yeah. So, Sui Fong, I guess it's Shunko. I guess Shunpo is their Flash Step equivalent. Anyway,
she gets wings.
Yeah,
chakra,
like,
wings.
Yoruichi had butterfly wings. She's got, like, wind wings.
So, basically, doing push-ups a couple of times gave her wings.
Mm-hmm. And Red Bull.
So she Rasengan's armored guy.
Sorry, just I went and looked it up. She has to have a Bankai because she used to be the captain of the second division. So
that's right. That's yeah.
Yeah, she was Yoruichi's Sui Fong's captain.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why Sui Fong had that boner for her.
Yeah.
Rayatsu boner.
Yeah.
So yeah, she Rasengan's armor guy into a building.
I just realized that was a reference to the chakra boner.
Yep.
I hate you.
So Hitsugaya's group realizes that Sui Fong is fighting because they can feel her Rayatsu.
Power level.
Because she's no longer hiding it.
Yep.
And so
Rangiku basically decides to curse everyone by saying, man, things are going really well, huh?
Man, this is really easy. No one's been killed yet. We're just kicking their ass. This is not going to go bad at all.
And then in the final panel, the person that, you know, Mike and I insisted was totally not dead, Imran, is totally not dead.
I said he could have been dead. It could have been. It could have happened.
You were arguing in favor of, hey, man, wow, they're really rushing him along. They just one-shotted that guy.
I said it was possible.
Yeah, so Busby's alive.
As is Armored Guy.
Yeah. Well,
we haven't seen him, have we?
What do you mean?
Oh, wait, there's one more page, too.
Yeah.
Oh, there is. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I saw this the first time, but yeah, totally, he's still moving.
Totally didn't read this the first time. It always throws me when they put that...
End, not on the last page. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the two Quincy that we've seen so far, not dead. It doesn't speak... I mean... Hopefully they fix this next semester. Next semester. I mean, Bleach, so...
Is that how you, like... gauge time passing in Bleach is by semesters, not chapters.
More or less. And that's how I gauge fights in Bleach at this point.
Yeah, so these guys are at least going to have to use their, whatever Quincy's called, Bankais.
Yeah, they have to release their...
Yeah.
They're stolen Bankais. I don't
even remember the term. But...
And Soi Fong is going to beat her own Bankai and then get her back.
Yeah. So, it's still a good chapter. I'm enjoying Bleach as, you know, having come back.
As someone that's never liked Soi Fong, she seems a pretty decent character in this one.
Yeah, she was already, you know.
I just realized Soi Fong has both her arms back.
Was she missing one?
Yeah, she was. I did not notice that.
Oh, yeah, because I remember I was talking about that with, like, the one-handed push-up, like, huh.
Yeah, and there's the whole thing where she never had, what is her name?
Never had who?
Big boobs, redhead, runs back time. Hime something.
Or a Hime?
Yeah, her. Man, she hasn't been in here a while. Yeah, like she didn't want a human to heal her.
That's so. Right, yeah. But, well, maybe, well, no, but nobody else has the turn back time thing, so how the hell did she get her arm back? Oh, well.
Whatever.
Gross oversight.
Soul Society magic?
How is Busby still alive after getting flamed to death? If he was one of those guys that got flamed to death. Who knows?
Yeah. I think last chapter was better than this chapter just by virtue of, like, hey, Bleach did something unexpected.
And also, you know, being characters that we're probably at least a little bit more interested in.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they're just going to continue this,
Well, they'll probably keep these two fights going until they're done with and then start introducing more fights.
Speaking of characters that we're interested in, Sasuke. No,
sorry. What about Sasuke? I heard someone talking about Sasuke.
So, you ready to move on?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
So, in Naruto, the five Kages are on their way, all riding sand magic.
Flying Nimbuses.
Yes. And, Katsuya is relaying things to Sakura about how the Kages will be there soon.
Are we supposed to, like, be, like, on pins and needles waiting for them to show up? I don't think they're going to do much that, like...
I mean, they kind of already did lose.
Yeah.
Well, they're the only ones there that don't have, like, their chakra sucked up.
I guess.
So I guess that's important.
Yep. So, anyway...
It basically feels like Yamcha's on his way to the battle, and you're just like, oh, great.
Also, it's not Yamcha. It's like Piccolo coming on his way to the battle. He's completely outclassed, but he can actually do something.
Okay.
So this chapter and this week's Nisekoi are eerily similar.
They're about amnesia and people hold hands.
They had that like last, you know, last gasp, remembering all the important parts of your series thing.
Yeah.
I think it makes a little more sense in this case.
It does. Just saying.
Shikamaru's dying.
Again.
Yep. Maybe he's just faking it so he can sleep.
Doesn't seem very Shikamaru.
Yeah.
And Katsuya explains she can't heal anybody because all her chakra has been sucked up. So there's kind of, it's that, you know, last desperation, oh god, we're all going to die thing.
Yeah. And many people have died, and maybe some of the people that we actually care about will die soon.
Well, they haven't, quote-unquote, died, you know. Except for Neji.
Yeah. He said people we care about.
Yeah.
The closest one is Shikamaru, who's had, you know, eyes closing dramatically, but
they've had their chakra drained, which is the convenient way of so that they'll all get it back.
Yeah. You know, pain style.
Yeah. Well, not even pain style, because this one makes a little bit more sense than that guy got a nail through the head. I'm just going to bring him back to life. Remember that? Remember when he literally shot a nail through Kakashi's head?
Yep. Well, he brought back everyone, not just... So,
I'm just saying. Wasn't
specifically, but yeah.
They didn't all die a certain way. They all died in various violent ways.
Yeah, he ripped Kakashi's head off and then brought him back to life.
Yep. So, Obito offers the ninja army the chance to maybe, you know, live if they all give up right now.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up. Like, he specifically kills, like, half of them and then tells the other half he'll spare them.
Yeah.
If they join him.
And Hashirama was like, no, that a genjutsu, like, dream is just as bad as actually dying.
Yeah, it'll be the exact same thing.
And Sarutobi is kind of given up, and like, I don't understand what we're supposed to do. When Orochimaru comes back.
With Karin and Suigetsu.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, well, if the other Kages are not dead or scared, then they're on their way.
And I like how the third's like, oh hey, it's that guy who killed me. You're late. Where are the Kages?
There's no time to hold grudges. Yeah. But he seems kind of happy that Orochimaru is there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
And Karin's still a super creepy person.
Yeah, she's going to use this war as a chance to go over and grope Sasuke.
Yep. And Suigetsu tells her to go ahead and heal everybody. And Orochimaru looks at Sasuke and points out he doesn't seem happy.
Aw, the war is hurting his feelings. No.
He's not special. He's not the center of attention. People don't have Sasuke auras around them. They have Naruto auras.
So anyway...
Hashirama, thinks that... Okay, so the thing hasn't blossomed yet, so they still have some time. And Madara saying that, well, they need the 8 tails and the 9 tails before they really do it.
Yeah, or, well, it's that... They have a little bit of their chakra, which is enough to actually get it to open, but it wouldn't bloom instantly because they don't have all of it. Therefore, 15
basically, minutes. Fail state is that if Naruto or Hachibi get captured.
Yeah, get sucked dry completely.
Then it will immediately open and everyone loses.
Which, it'll be B that gets captured.
Yep. B has not been really... He hasn't really done anything in a long time.
Yeah, I kind of keep forgetting he's there.
And, honestly. You know, Naruto needs another one of his teachers to, you know, be killed, right?
Yeah.
So Hashirama uses Ino to channel everything to the entire army.
Yeah. Basically, to tell everyone, and he senses the Kages coming.
Yep. So Hashirama essentially says, ninjas, comma, do things.
Let me tell you about this time that me and a guy were down by a river. Flower. And we were throwing rocks.
And then we had these brothers, and it was like this weird thing.
And we killed our parents.
Our dads were dicks.
And that's the end of the story.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, your fertilizer.
Yeah, he tells them not to give up.
Yes.
And also the samurai there.
Yeah, not in a terribly inspiring way either, because everybody's kind of like, okay.
Hey, wait, did the samurai have chakra?
That's what I was thinking, too. I'm pretty sure they don't use chakra.
Yeah. So, are they just going to, like, leave?
Like, we don't really have a dog in this fight anymore.
Well, that just means that, you know, they're able to be the only ones who could run up there and actually attack the tree without getting sucked dry, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure the samurai are going to be super effective. As they have been for the whole series.
They beat up Sasuke pretty hard.
Meh.
Speaking of Sasuke, he decides to go full Susanoo and just rush at Obito.
Yeah, Gundam Susanoo.
Because, you know, Naruto was being completely useless, so time for the hero of this series to step in.
And Naruto views this as like, hey, I remember things.
Seems like Jugo and Sasuke are working in tandem somehow to do this. Because they're both in that giant thing.
Looks like it.
Wonder if there's something about the cursed seal, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I figured maybe Jugo's amplifying his powers.
So Naruto goes full QB mode and starts slowly remembering every time that like he's felt alone or the people he's had in his life or
he's lost people. The times that he lusted after Sasuke and that other time that he lusted after Sasuke.
And those times that he lost people
that were not Sasuke.
Sarutobi like views his own funeral. Then he notices Asuma die, which is like, huh.
Oh yeah, that's the interesting part of this is that everyone's actually seeing these flashbacks.
Yeah.
Not just Naruto.
Well, they're feeling it, I think is what it was, but yeah.
I do like that Sarutobi got to see his own funeral. How rare is that?
God, that's all you guys did? It's like a bed sheet in front of a picture, and it's raining. Jesus Christ.
I didn't get a second head on Hokage Mountain. I specifically asked for a second head.
I wanted him, like, back-to-back, one smiling, one frowning.
So, in one of Naruto's memories, who's the person he's holding at the very end, like, between Temari and Hinata?
Oh, no, that's Neji being dead, I think.
Oh, okay.
You remember Neji, that one guy?
Yeah,
I thought it might have been
about earlier in this podcast.
I thought it might have been Haku until I didn't realize he was wearing black.
No, no, it's Neji. It's after his seal on his head dissolved, died.
Neji he's a very nondescript character when you only see like that one part of him.
Got black hair, and then they immediately show Hinata, so you know.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I like how Sasuke's not even like kind of reacting to this.
Yeah. He doesn't feel the warmth from inside of Naruto, so, you know.
So Naruto goes full Sage RQB mode.
Yeah. Frog dog, we'll call it.
No,
we're never
calling it that.
Foxes are dogs, aren't they?
No. Wolf, maybe. If we had said wolf, then it would have worked, but...
wolves are dogs.
Yeah, wolves are dogs, but it's a fox.
It's basically a wolf. It's a fancy wolf.
Yeah, I was trying to use that time to think of a name, but I got nothing.
I'll give you that.
I'm going to Yahoo Answers.
Well, no, it's a canine. I will give you that, but it's not a dog.
So, basically, it ends with Naruto and Sasuke proceeding forward to Obito. I don't know
and
what Sasuke
thinks
he can do.
Standing around being useless? Yeah.
They're just cheering them on. Ganbatte, Naruto.
Like, what's Sasuke going to be able to do?
I don't know.
Limbs off the tree, apparently.
And he's going to get freaking dragon powers from Orochimaru. You know it, I know it.
Human bone forest.
Yeah. Orochimaru is the human bone forest.
Way to steal my joke.
Ah, yes.
I was building up to it and everything.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that, I mean, theoretically, Orochimaru could just give out Sage Mode if he wants to.
Yeah.
Why not?
He sucked it up from... Kabuto, who knows? I don't know.
You can't just transfer it to a person like that. They have to train for it. But...
He can grind people up and inject them into his veins and become them. I think he can kind of do whatever he wants.
Also, Sasuke, like, took somebody's eyes and then gained magical fire powers.
Didn't he also, like, absorb Orochimaru or something at some point?
Well, he got bitten by him and got the cursed seal.
That was the same time when Orochimaru came out and then he took the eyes.
Yep. Hey guys, remember when the Sharingan were like amazing because they could, you know, detect what caused any jutsu?
Remember when Rock
you could copy fast? It?
Remember when Rock Lee moved so fast that the Sharingan couldn't follow him?
And those were good times.
Yeah.
You know what occurs to me that Neji would have been really useful right now? It was his time to shine. And he was robbed of it.
His 360 degree attack.
Yeah. So I'm guessing the Hokage is probably no Sage attacks. Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah,
maybe
she is the Slug Sage.
Yeah, because we've seen the Snake Sage and the Toad Sage.
I can see Unoki being a Sage of some sort.
Oh, man. Freaking Slug Sage. Imagine what that looks like. She's going to just be Jabba the Hutt.
I like the last panel, even though, like, Sasuke being entombed in his own, like, fire demon is kind of weird.
I just kind of don't like how this entire thing is, okay, and then our protagonist has to follow somebody.
Well, it's the giant robot fight now, at the end of the series.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I thought, like, the build-up of everyone seeing Naruto's past was cool.
Yeah, that was...
Though it's a little... I don't want to say... lazy, but everyone understanding him because they literally saw his heart.
Meh.
It works.
They should do the thing he did to Hinata and just all forget it. How does it feel
like,
now?
And now we're going to leave you alone again.
Yeah, after this is all over and they don't need him anymore, it just ends with adult Naruto sitting on a tire swing while everyone walks away.
Stay away from our kids.
Let's all go congratulate Sasuke. Yay, Sasuke.
Hokage Sasuke.
Thank you for saving us, Sasuke. Please become our Kage.
We destroyed all the other faces on the mountain and just put Sasuke up there 5 times.
So what's the significance of Orochimaru saying Sasuke's not happy?
Sasuke's never happy.
But this is supposed to be the thing that makes him happy, right? Like, this is his satisfaction that he came to fight in this war.
I don't know. Maybe it means that he's going to heroically sacrifice himself so then he doesn't have to be unhappy any longer.
Or turn evil. So Naruto has to fight him.
No, he entered Naruto's heart, so now he's a good guy.
He did that before, too.
Yeah. When he killed the Kyuubi that one time?
Yeah.
For some reason.
Or, like, you know, sealed its powers, because remember when the, you know, Uchihas were able to do that to the Nine Tails?
Why can't Obito just do
that?
Yeah,
I was just going to say.
No, that, I've been thinking that the entire fight. Yeah, no. I don't know.
Obito Armadara. Like, literally every Uchiha that matters in the series is here.
Like, wasn't that the entire thing about how Madara was able to get the Ninetales to attack, was that he was able to control it because the Uchihas can just do that?
What they need is a ninja who can retcon the past.
Too busy reading Rock Lee's
well,
Springtime
that,
of
that's
Youth.
What Genjutsu are, right?
It's not really a retcon. It's a what if. It's a what if machine.
What are we talking about? I tuned out because Sakura's dad is in this week's Rock Lee Springtime of Youth. And he's stupid looking.
Kishimoto doesn't do that manga, right?
No, he doesn't.
Does he have like any oversight?
I'm going to say no based on what's going on in this manga.
Dare I ask?
Okay. There's a technique called Sasuke Sexy Festival technique, where like a dozen naked Sasukes all like jump on Sakura.
So Kishimoto has plenty of oversight on this, what you're saying.
Yeah. Way too much oversight.
All right, then.
This is the series he always wanted to make.
So we're done with Naruto. On to Assassination Classroom.
Last manga this week, because there's no One Piece.
That's true.
It's very sad.
I'm sighing really hard.
It's what Oda always does. He'll kill the momentum and come back with like, oh, now here's a tournament where we're going to introduce 50 characters.
Anyway, Assassination Classroom.
This guy's part boat. So then they try to sink him. He doesn't lose. Speaking of boats.
They're on a boat.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
With T-Pain.
So Bug Girl's looking at the sights and then takes a pot shot at Kuro-sensei.
Well, he is being motion sick.
Yep.
Weakness
apparently he gets sick on boats.
Yeah.
Well, yes, that was weakness number 8, so that one has to have been established before.
I don't recall that happening.
Yeah, when were they on a boat?
Yeah, I don't recall it either, but
there was a few 8.
Yeah.
There was a few chapters there where we got pretty rapid-fire Kuro-sensei weaknesses once they started keeping track of them.
Or maybe Nagisa just ranking them.
And they get to the island, and let's be honest here, this is for the bet, this was a pretty fantastic thing that they won.
Yeah. And so they say, you know, they're going to have fun with Kuro-sensei, but they'll do the deed later, which sounds like a euphemism, but it refers just to the assassination.
Yeah, they're just going to wait till night to penetrate him.
Yep.
With their swords.
They go hang gliding with Kuro-sensei as the engine of one of the hang gliders.
And he is obviously having a good time flipping all over the place.
I love the regular people on the ground just watching this.
That one's going kind of quick. And, you know, they're trying to shoot him while they're up there.
And then they
make Kuro-sensei cosplays as a chief engineer of Japanese fighting aircraft during World War II.
Jiro Horikoshi, that's who the new Miyazaki movie is going to be about.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I assumed that that was a reference to it. Like, there's actually, what's it called? The I don't remember who it was. Like, so in the American Shonen Jump, they have like a one sentence statement from each person each week, and one of the people was referring to how like the movie was fantastic and moved them to tears or something like that.
Oh, so I wonder if it is actually. Well, I don't think it's out yet.
They
I
might have
think
got the
it
preview.
is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay, maybe it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's an actual reference of something culturally known right now, not just pulled out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out in July, so yeah.
But yeah,
Something
so.
hot in the news. Like Animal
So,
Crossing.
well, you know, each individual group is distracting him, the other ones are all going and setting up different stages of their plan.
Also, I do enjoy that they're still just like taking pot shots and trying to kill him, just
Yeah,
on the off
just in
chance they might
case.
get him.
So Crow Sensei's been super sunburned, and because the bill of his hat covered like the first front cone of his face, he's only sunburned at the bottom, so he looks kind of like a Voltorb.
Yeah. Or
I was thinking
like
it looked like he's wearing a cowl or something like that.
yeah.
he kind of ends up looking like a reverse dolphin when he goes swimming with them in the next panel.
Yeah.
And he puts on his fish suit.
He goes swimming, and then we see that he got sunburnt in a different way thanks to the fish suit.
Yep. When they're going exploring the caves. Meanwhile, the sniper kids decide they're being super serious about it and looking for a special place to set up.
Yeah, it's those two from last week, right? The
Yeah.
really good
The ones
shooters.
that they thought was like the assassin guy thought was like really good.
Yeah. And then fan service.
Yep, Arena appears in her swimsuit.
If you can call it that.
Yeah, it's straight out of Dead or Alive Extreme.
It's just made up of flowers.
And
And
nobody's on the
she's all
beach.
mad that nobody else is on the beach because they bought out the entire island.
So Crossman explained, like, while Crossman's doing work, she's poking him and trying to get him to notice her. So Crossima does what any red-blooded male would do. Picks her up.
And throws her away.
Yep, right into the ocean.
And
And
then, you know, she reveals that with the plan, it's very complicated with lots of stages, and she's looking for opportunities where she can take advantage and get the reward for herself.
there's too many moving parts. Something is bound to go wrong.
She's not the idiot she keeps putting on the
Pretending to
appearance of
be.
being.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing her get serious for the first time in a while.
And Karasuma starts realizing that there's a bunch of things they don't really know about, like the hitman they can't get a hold of, and a quote-unquote problem developing an administrative defense, and suspicious rumors about the island.
Yeah, I'm sure none of this is going to come up.
Basically, this
Yeah.
is foreshadowing the page.
Yeah, Shiro is going to show up with these three guys, and there's going to be an all-out battle on the island. This deserted island that they can all fight freely on.
So, Kuro Sensei reveals that he's super sunburned. So sunburned, in fact, that he's turned completely black.
Including his
Blackface.
teeth, so nobody can see what facial expressions he's making.
Racist, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
this just sort of sits very on the right edge of uncomfortably racist.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
There's no ill intention behind it.
Because they went the route of even his teeth got sunburnt, it kind of makes it funny.
Yeah.
But
He's no Jim from the Huck Finn game.
if he were wearing like, or if he had like watermelon in one hand and fried chicken in the other, it probably would have been a bit too far.
Whoa, way to get racist there, Imran.
Yeah,
I'm
jeez,
really
Imran.
saying what would have been too far.
What do you have against non-white people, Imran?
Non-white aliens.
I just don't want any marrying my daughter. So they take Kuro Sensei onto a boat.
Motherfucker.
I knew it was coming. I laughed anyway. And go serve him dinner there.
Don't you ever forget.
So he's saying that like, oh well, they're must be trying to get him seasick. They're like, yeah, obviously.
And I love in the next few panels, he actually has no facial expression.
Yeah, because he's
It's
burnt
just
too
a
much.
giant blob.
Then they yell at him because they can't see what he's trying to do or trying to say, so they can't see the expressions. He's like, fine, whatever, and decides to peel off his skin.
And then proceeds to remind them that he can only do this once in a very long time, so wait. And then he realizes he just crippled himself.
Then face palms for a while.
Just sulks in the corner.
And everyone's like, how did we not kill him before now?
He's so stupid.
So they start stuffing him with what looks like really good food.
Yeah, lobster and things like that. And Megu appears to be wearing a shirt that says, "Yeah, ready."
Well, obviously, they're ready.
Yeah, they have to show it. They're
God
giving
is.
him proper warning.
What's his name? The punk dude. Terasaka. He's like picking his nose and putting it in the soup, it looks like.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Yes.
He did end up getting motion sick, so they're taking him into a little venue.
A party room.
Yeah, they're gonna watch a movie.
It's
Where?
pornography. They're
Yes.
watching pornography, which I'm pretty sure is what it actually is.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, I like the
So,
a movie will save the world.
yeah, these are the two, like,
Pervert.
yeah, pervert dudes. What does that t-shirt say? Stanoa get bat alled?
I don't think it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that's English. So yeah,
So,
the time has come. This is the place they're gonna kill him.
this seems inappropriate.
What? This
Showing
seems
it.
fantastic.
Like, here's this big venue where we're gonna turn on a porn movie for you.
For our m middle school class.
Yeah.
Also, there's like a lot of seats, which kind of creeps me out.
If
Well, that's what middle schoolers get up to, right?
I were a hotel employee and I walked by this, I'd be like, well, this doesn't seem right.
I'm going to jail.
I should probably call someone, anyone.
So my guess is it looked like they were planting explosives below this place. So I think they're just gonna sink it into the water and then try to kill him there.
Well, they haven't, like, all this is supposed to be in, like, collaboration with his, shooting his tentacles off.
Yeah.
So, but they haven't done that yet.
I wonder if they just get to immediately go like, okay, now, and shoot him.
Yeah.
They each get a pot shot or something like that.
Or they're trying
Yeah.
to build up on something, like they made him motion sick and they made it so he shed his skin. Now they're maybe just trying to distract him in general with porn thoughts.
With pornography.
Yeah.
It's a pornography store. They were
We were
watching
buying
pornography.
pornography.
This manga is great.
Yep.
But yeah, I am guessing that it's going to start going wrong in the way that you were suggesting, Mike, where Shiro's going to show up with some other guys in tow.
Yeah,
And basically screw up their entire assassination plan.
I would bet it's going to be right before their plan goes off. And then that plan's going to somehow turn into saving the day. But they won't kill Koro Sensei.
Or they'll use their plan on Shiro.
Yeah. I hope we get some more information on Shiro if he does show up. I want at least a little bit of a hint on whether he's human or not.
I think I'm still going with like evil Koro Sensei.
Yeah, that seems to be what he is.
I like it how just the two girls in the porno room are like super uncomfortable.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Oh, imagine the kind of stuff that Koro Sensei watches.
I would be regardless of gender. Yeah.
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 Right, is that a podcast?
I
I
suppose it
think
has to
so,
be.
yes.
We're going out on porn.
I mean, we've gone out worse ways, I guess.
Yeah, that's really, really true.
Right, this has been your Thursday, September 19th Jumpcast. Guys, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I'll see you all next week. Japanese Vegeta voice actor is to head up Rock Band.
Rock Band the game? Oh, a Rock Band.
A Rock Band, yes. There's no videos or anything.
I like to think that his hair is the same.